Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. The APRA Silver Scrolls are New Zealand's premier songwriting prize. The award is chosen by more than 7,500 APRA musicians, selecting their favourite track from the past 12 months. There were five finalists this year: Julia Deans, The Mint Chicks, Artisan Guns, The Naked and Famous, and Anika Moore. We sent producer Tom Watts to the Silver Scroll Awards this week to find out some of the stories behind the songs.
Walking into the media room at the Silver Scrolls is like walking into the most credible party in town. Everyone is exquisitely dressed, bathing in the free alcohol, and ready to talk about the creative processes behind their music. First person to catch my eye was Julia Deans, who was up for her song, A New Dialogue. A New Dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately, what's it about?
it's one side of a relationship, a long relationship, sort of demanding that there be a bit of an upgrade in the relationship. So it's about relationships.
Mm-hmm. And communicating in relationships and those kind of things?
Yeah, and giving each other the tender, loving care that you actually require. Effectively.
Right. I mean, because it's quite a universal kind of emotion.
Yeah. Everyone wants attention.
But is that based on a personal experience, or is it kind of are you adopting somebody else's perspective? And
No, it is. It's a personal song, but it's also, you know, every song you sort of take a certain amount of poetic license with it, and sort of add embellishments and so forth. I think it's always the way with, you know, it's telling a story, so add all the bells and whistles.
And how did the song change over time?
Oh, it's quite funny, because the version, the recorded version, is basically as I wrote it. I recorded it in my little home studio, and just on acoustic guitar, really quietly, because I think it was quite late at night and I didn't want to disturb anyone. And then I did the vocals the next day and added the backing vocals. And then when I was recording the album, I suggested re-recording it, like completely replaying it with drummer and bass player. But when we listened back to the demo, they're like, no, let's just play along to their demo. So we did, or they did, and I sat there and watched. And yeah, so it actually didn't change much at all. I mean, even when I perform it live, it's pretty much the same. I think it just came out fully formed. It's like giving birth to an adult.
Sporting fetching ponytails tied up into buns, Artisan Guns stood out for their earnest appeal, an appeal that comes through their nominated song, Autumn.
The naked autumn trees loom closer with the breeze, the limbs and bones that held our summer shade.
The song Autumn, which you're here for, what is Autumn about?
Like the name suggests, I guess it's about autumn, but it's kind of my own personal kind of outlook on autumn a couple of years back, or a year back, or whenever I wrote the song, I can't really remember, but I just, you know, been struggling to sleep at night. I was up at about 3 a.m. one night, and I decided to write a song about what was going down.
It's quite a melancholic song. Was it a particularly melancholic time? I mean, what does autumn kind of mean for you in that kind of situation?
Well, like, autumn for me has always been like, you know how you make all your memories over summer and everything like that, and autumn, you know, kind of starts pulling the summer away from you, and you're kind of like, okay, now it's down to business time. I got to actually invest some of my brain into the year now. I decided to write this song about generally how I was feeling, and I guess the melancholic side of it is just because, I mean, I wasn't, you know, hugely depressed or anything. It was just really late at night, and generally when it's late at night you feel different to when you have energy.
One of the kind of particularly interesting things about the song Autumn is the fact that it's very organic sounding, but then at the same time you have this electronic drum machine that kind of comes over the top. I mean, where did that come from?
I guess that question would fall to me, being the drummer. The first time I heard the song, I was like, I think this needs a drum machine, and I'm pretty sure at the same time Matt was like, yeah, I think it does too. So I pretty much went out and bought a drum machine for the song, thinking that I'll probably use it in future. I have used it in future, but not maybe as much as I'd like to. But I think it was just because it's so easy to fall into like a lot of conventions of country music and folk music. So I thought, like, let's make this interesting and kind of freak people out a little bit.
Anika Moore has become something of a fixture at these Silver Scrolls. This is actually her third nomination. This time, it's for her song, Run Through the Fire.
My song is about my dad who died. Just putting a gloomy effect on the night. But no, it's about the day he died. It was about everything that happened the day he died and what he said and what I said, and which wasn't very much, but, you know, it was still quite enough for me to 2 years later write a song about it.
And so that had been on your to-do list for a while, to write a song about that particular experience?
Not at all. Not at all. It just came. It came when it came, and I took it and I held his hand, and it took me 10 minutes to write the song. So I was just like, oh yes, it is! And then that's the end. And then I recorded it.
Production-wise, how did the song change over time? Because, I mean, in terms of sonically, there's some quite, you know, there's some distorted guitars in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Were those your ideas as well?
I toured the song for 2 months to get my band accustomed to it. So when we went into the studio, it was a relatively easy process. We brought in Jeff Maddock from Golden Horse to zhuzh things up. And so it was sounding how I wanted it to sound, but Jeff made it sound out of this world, better, because he's good with melodies, with guitar sounds, and with making things a little bit more booty, kind of thing. So, in that sense, I guess Jeff brought his magic and helped me with that song. But of course, the band made up their parts, and I take every song I write, I take it to the band and go, do something. I'll be back in 5, you know, or sing it with them. But everyone is involved in it. I really should have my band around me, because they make my, you know, they've been with me for the last 3 albums, but oopsies, they weren't invited.
You've been in the top 5, this is your 3rd time, so you must know, you know, approximately, you must get a vibe when you're writing a song, go, yep, this is going to win, well, this is going to come in at least the top 5.
Yeah, well, I've only entered 3 times. And I've had ample opportunity to enter, but I don't think that any of my other songs were as worthy of being in the top 5. I don't think it's particularly worthy of winning, because awards like this are subjective, and they're also what's popular at the moment. Hint, hint. So I think you know who's going to win.
The band that Anika is hinting at is The Naked and Famous, who are here for their mammoth single, Young Blow. So, Young Blood, what's it about?
It's hard. It's not really a story. It's more like an idea.
Tell me about the idea.
It was kind of just an interpretation of what was going on musically. It was like something Elisa came up with. It's just a nostalgic, youthful sort of... it's almost like painting a picture, really. Like, lots of different verses and lines mean kind of different things, but they all point to the same... like I said, idea.
In terms of the genesis of the song, where did it actually stem from? Did it start from the kind of the synth line at the very start of the song and then kind of go from there, or was it something else?
Yeah, it started with the main synth line, and then I gave it to Tom and he jumped on it, and within a couple of hours compiled a basic structure for a 5-piece band.
Yeah, and then Elisa just sort of wrote the lyrics A to B. Again, no, very little changes and whatnot, so it was one of those... I don't like using the word, but organic songwriting processes, where it was just, we got on a creative roll and it was, all of a sudden it was completed.
One of the kind of curious things about your band and the popularity of the song is that it's incredibly, you know, it's a song that's incredibly densely layered and yet kind of still comes across really well, you know, over kind of, you know, compressed pop radio.
Thank you. That's really cool that you asked that, because I mean, like, for me, the record that we've just made is very much like that, and I had always hoped that the singles were going to translate that way as well, because naturally kind of singles just get picked after they're finished and they're recorded, but that we knew was going to be our single when it was a demo. So yeah, and from that perspective we were trying to include as much noise and as much interest in the production as we possibly could. So yeah, I don't know, I'm proud of it. I hope people can pick up on, you know, the intricacies.
Now, not to build up too much suspense because the event is well over, but the winners were The Naked and Famous for Young Blood.
Brunley, best song of the last kind of year. How does it feel?
Winning it is surreal because it's voted by APRA members, so that's like songwriters going, you're pretty good, bro. So it's intense.
Now, the cool thing that the Silver Scrolls do is get other artists to cover the nominated songs. So rather than leave you with a studio version of Young Blood playing you out, because chances are you're going to hear it much more, this is the version that was performed live on the night by the 2010 Best Pacific Song winners, Three Houses Down.
The bitter sweet between my teeth, trying to find the in-between. Fall back in love eventually. Hey! Yeah.
That was Tom Watts at the Silver Scrolls this week. That's all we've got time for on the show today. If there's something you've missed or you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
And I've been Paul Deedy. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.